It all began small back in 1991, really starting as a hobby for Nolan and Peter McMahon. Today, Kilmoon Cross Nurseries covers 15 acres and boasts 3.5 acres of state-of-the-art greenhouses. They supply the wholesale and retail trade with a range of floral products, and they're also involved in the export business as well. I'm delighted to say to you that today, in studio, on the late lunch, I'm joined by the man himself, Peter McMahon. Now, I have to say that Nolan was a little bit shy, but she sent a very able deputy in the guise of her daughter, Andrea. Thank you very much for joining me on the show.
Hi, Jerry, how are you?
Thanks for coming in. Peter, I have to tell listeners, first of all, I'm surrounded by beauty. Now, I'm talking about Andrea, the flowers. Myself and yourself, Peter, are out of this one. But tell us, you've brought in some of your beautiful poinsettias.
Yeah, this is this year's range of poinsettias. Obviously, you know, the poinsettia is always associated
with Christmas. It's poinsettia, you say. I say it's poinsettia, is it?
Poinsettia, yes.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yes, it is. It's always been regarded as a Christmas plant. It has incredible history. It goes back as far as the Aztecs, indeed. They used to use it for medicinal purposes, actually, they used to take. And also the leaves, the red leaves, were used as a dye, which they used for makeup, a kind of a, for war
but
paint.
But don't eat them.
But don't eat them, that's right. But also as well, the star leaves were associated with Jesus as well. So there's a Christian history associated with them as well. They're quite a difficult plant to grow in Ireland, but we've been at it now so long, I think we've kind of mastered now. Nolan would be the grower, and Andrea are the two master growers. And they've certainly, over the years, working with the breeders in Germany where we get the cuttings, have really developed a lovely range of products, and which are available throughout Ireland now as we're painting the country red and done stores throughout the country.
Andrea, these we have what, 1, 2, 3, 4 different varieties here today. First of all, I want to ask you, we're familiar with the red ones and the star shape. What's this one here? It's a pale colour. Is it yellowy colour?
It's actually a white. They call it the white poinsettia. They do come in a variety of colours, but the red is the most popular one. And there's a huge different range between the varieties as well.
You have a little red filly here. That's
a
mini.
We do have a little red one. He's a midi, they're called. Yeah,
midi.
They're not actually minis. They're stronger than what is known as a mini poinsettia, because there's millions of different types of them.
And is there a smaller one than that filly?
There is one, yeah.
So that's the mini. That's the
head.
Midi. I see.
One head of star, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. There is one with just one head, but we don't grow that one. We prefer to have a nice, stronger plant.
Of course. And so then the big, tall lad?
The big, tall lad, well, he's just been given bigger shoes, as we say. He's in a massive pot, so if you put any plant in a massive pot, usually they'll
grow bigger.
They'll grow quite big, yeah. So it does depend on the variety also and the
feeding.
This
third one here, the third red one, what's the difference between that one and this? Well, it's a little bit, it's in between the two we've spoken about there.
It's a different size pot again.
Yeah.
Basically, the roots have more room to grow, so they take up more nutrients, so they get bigger.
So you can dictate what size they grow by, you know, the size of the environment you put the cutting into.
We have a completely controlled, computerized environment. It's a completely, you know, humidity, temperature, which is key, and also venting, which is very important at this time of the year, because there's sort of diseases like botrytis and things like that can affect the plants. Mm. I mean, they are a very fickle type of plant. Sometimes they've been associated with being like ladies. They can be very difficult at times. And Andrea always says to me, you know, Dad, she says, these plants are special, and they if you look at them crossways, they can wilt sometimes.
They're like the women of Ireland as well. They can't stand the cold. They don't like a draft or anything.
So you mentioned the cuttings. You mentioned you get the cuttings. You get the cuttings from Germany, Andrea, right?
Yes. We do indeed.
When do you get them? What month?
We get them in June, the beginning of June.
So this starts in June. What we see
as babies, yes.
Yeah, Christmas time, adorning the tables and everyone, that it begins in June. A little cutting. And you put them into the pots.
Yeah, we put them into our pots, different sizes for whichever different ranges we're doing. And I actually have a time lapse here that my boyfriend prepared of the poinsettias growing this year.
I see.
Which is quite interesting.
Oh, yeah, so you film them from start right
complete
through.
Start to finish.
Oh, quite
wonderful.
Yeah,
6 months. It's actually one of the first in the country with poinsettias been done here in Ireland.
To see them going red, even.
So you can, that's speeded up many times as well, and you can just watch it from from they start off until they actually grow up.
It's taken over 10,000 photographs, I think.
This, and then you put them on. Oh, that's wonderful to look at that. I must take a look at it if you can give us that. We'll tell people where they can have a look at that at the end here. when we finish our conversation. You plant them then at that time of the year. Do they grow on rapidly? You're saying they are sensitive and that they take a lot of care. How long does it take them?
Well, you know? They're huge feeders. Poinsettias love to be fed. So they're fed all the time, essentially, and watered all the time. They don't like too much water at the start to get the roots established and whatnot. So you keep them a little on the dry side. They're very temperamental. There's different months, at different stages of the growing program, you have to do different things with them. So
and they start in the greenhouse and stay in the greenhouse, Peter.
Of probably all of the crops that we grow, it would be the highest risk and high investment.
And can you imagine when you think of the temperatures here in June, when you have to deal with ventilation and everything, and then as the year passes on to the cold cycle, and now you can only imagine. I can only imagine how much of a challenge that is.
Well, I love working in the glasshouse because I'm kept at a constant degrees, so I'm always kept warm.
So you have summer all year, Andre.
It's like working in Florida all year round. But then we also have to go through a process of getting them ready for the stores, because there's a period then when the plant comes in that you have to climatise it then to the everyday environment, like a normal room temperature. And that's quite a precise science as well in getting that right, because we
call it giving them the shock.
We call it giving them the shock, yeah, taking them out of Florida and bringing them home to Ireland, literally. So that's really what happens, and that's a slow process to be very careful in doing that. And that's how our plants actually last throughout the year, because they're very strong and sturdy plants. And they will, if you mind them, they will grow red the following Christmas.
So this is the thing I was to say to you. I think the big problem with these is you're after getting a dig in the ribs there, because that'll hit your sales. You shouldn't
exactly
be saying that.
That's why Andrew gave me a dig. Yeah,
I'm not giving any advice on that.
But give us a little bit of advice on, because people do get them and they are beautiful. They bring a brightness and a joy to the Christmas time of year. But the problem is that people don't take care of them. So a few little tips to keep them lasting over the Christmas and into the new year.
Well, I think the main problem with people looking after them is that they kill them with kindness. Poinsettias, they do need to be kept warm, of course, but not near a radiator or at a window or anything, because a draft will not be good for them at all. And
watering,
you don't overwater them, like, again, killing them with kindness. Don't overwater them, and it's best to water them from underneath.
Put them in the sink.
And just let them take
up the water that they need. Don't leave them
in a pot. They need about half a cup, maybe a cup every 2 days, 2 or 3 days.
And that's all. Because if you overwater them, you're going to rot the root system and they'll be gone as well. Yeah. And you'll lose them. Every second day, a cup of water, let them take it up from the bottom.
They don't even need that much either. Yeah. It really depends on the temperature
of the room and the humidity and that. They're all different, I can understand. Do you feed them when you get them? You know, you said the voracious feeders.
You don't feed them now because they're red. They don't.
They're there. They just need the moisture from the roots to keep them going.
Exactly. Yeah. But if you wanted to feed them after Christmas or whatnot, you could.
Are you better erring on the side of less water than more?
Absolutely.
Yes. Definitely. Yeah.
So think about that. Be careful with that one.
This man knows a lot about his plants.
Oh well. Sir. I do a little.
It's coming out.
I do a little bit myself. But I think that, you know what I think would be lovely. Just look at it here, Peter. The white, as you call it, it's yellow in our light here. It's just the way the light is on it here. But the white and the red are a lovely contrast, aren't they?
Absolutely stunning, yeah.
They come in a pink and a marble and all different colours.
And do you produce those colours?
We do, yes.
Well, we do. We produce all the colours. The interesting thing is, though, it's a little bit like Ford on the motor car, any colour you like, so long as it's black. There's been a lot of research done in purchasing with regard to consumers when they buy a poinsettia. If a person wants to go in and buy a white poinsettia and they go into the store and they don't have the white poinsettia, they will buy a red one anyway. They'll have their red poinsettia. But if they go looking for a red poinsettia, they will not buy a white one if it's the only one that's left. So that's the interesting difference. And the proportion of colours in relation to the red is much less because the Christmas is associated with the red poinsettia and not really the other colours. And some countries, they sell all the year round. I mean, you know, they were called after George Poinsett. I don't know if you know that. He was a famous ambassador to the United States. And he was appointed to the ambassador of Mexico. And he is more famous for his name being called after the poinsettias as he was for the work that he did in Mexico. He was absolutely a fantastic ambassador and did a lot of great work. But he had a hobby, like me, that I started out in life. He loved gardening and rare plants. So he discovered, on the side of the road, actually, in Mexico, he discovered this poinsettia, and he brought it back to his glasshouse. And when he died, the United States decided that they would like to do something in his honour. So they decided to call
the poinsettia.
The poinsettia after him, yeah.
You were supplying, as I said, the wholesale
the
here.
The whole of Dunn Stores, really, in the country. We do every
they're
shop.
They're yours.
Yeah, North and South, they're ours, yeah.
And you do other retail outlets as well?
We do, yes, we do.
We have our own customer base. I'm not going to start naming that.
Yeah, of course, but you have lots there as well.
We have lots there as well.
And you're exporting. I mentioned that just at the start.
Yeah, that mainly sort of UK it would go as far as, you know, we were looking at and we had opportunities to go to Dubai. But we sort of walked away from that because we're a bit afraid of them travelling. They're not great travellers. It's a little bit like the Guinness. I don't know what it's like today, but certainly years ago we used to associate that Guinness didn't travel. It can now, probably with technology. But with the poinsettias, we started out our business to actually compete against the Dutch. It's as simple as that. There was an awful lot of imports coming in. They were coming in by the lorry load into Dublin, and we started off in life competing, and we wanted Irish-grown plants. I'm very proud to grow them. And as it happened, we slowly but surely, you know, got a nice little niche in the market, and we've worked at it very hard. It's a tough market. It's a very competitive market, and you know, it's not easy. Every year you start with a new year. So many poinsettia growers have gone out of business. It's not funny. And it's about the associated, the investment and the risk. It's about the cost of the inputs vis-a-vis.
And your love and care and expertise and everything that's developed up through the years, and the next generation is coming on here to carry it on. So they're in the shops, can we say that at the moment?
Yes.
And if there are some stores that don't have them, managers just haven't. They've just been listed last week. We've shipped a good number into most stores. I think most stores should have them. If not, some of them are selling right through, so they're gone, but there'll be more delivered tomorrow and the next day.
And get them now. You're saying that they're there, take them home, start to acclimatise them to your particular.
They will last for you. Yeah. Like our poinsettias have been known, I know from a little research with my friends and whatnot, they last right through till June. Some people still have them year to year. I'm going around trying to kill them.
I will tell you a very funny story.
Get another one.
A particular supermarket manager, who shall remain nameless, but he was from Dunn Stores, rang me 2 years ago and said that he had a customer complaint. And of course, the first thing, you know, you begin to worry straight away, you know, what's happened, what's the issue. He said the customer here wants to know how can they get their plant red from last year, and our answer to him was, please tell her to kill it and buy another one.
Listen, we're up against news at 2. Thank you for joining me. I want to invite you back in the future, Peter, because I know you have a bigger story to tell us than that as well, but we wanted to focus today on the poinsettias, as I have my pronunciation right now. Thank you both.